Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'll be honest with you. Sometimes when we go to talk Guardians, and the conversation goes to the 1% of Guardians, I ask myself why, right? When it's not prompted, and the go-to is people that have Dolan's complaints or complaints they don't think Vogt's a good manager or this, that, the other, Dolan's issue, whatever it is, at some point it just feels like playing the hits. That's not what happened in the morning show today. When the morning boys, the first call, mind you, the Guardians have a huge win last night. Arguably one of the most fun games in baseball history. In the midst of a historic comeback, right? The vibes were at an all-time high. The morning boys were holding it down by keeping the vibes where they needed to be. And then Mike from Akron called about the Guardians. First call on the damn show today.
Mike in Akron, you're next up on the fan. Hello, Mike.
I would say that last week, you know, last year, we're in ALCS. So anything below that, I think, would not be a successful season. I understand the 15 and a half games behind. I think it's an awesome run. But once again, we're giving credence to a low-budget, fiscal responsibility team that keeps sucking us in every year. This team is not set up to win a championship ever.
The people, the almost 30,000 that were there last night, who treated it like a playoff game. Imagine if they watched it like him, the place would have sucked.
So it's
Mike. Wouldn't have won the game. Thank God they don't have to listen to guys like that every day. Thank God they have real fans who aren't going World Series or bust every year.
Kudos to Lima. Kudos to Ken for how they handled that. How do they suck us in every year? By winning! That's all they do! The Browns suck us in by saying things like, we think we have a chance to go to the playoffs, and then they go 3-14. Like, for the love of God, I really do not understand how, and I do understand, like, in the offseason, if you've just lost in the playoffs or if you've had a disappointing season, totally get it. I do not understand how what is happening, and not just this year, but as in a bridge of last year going to the ALCS, I don't see how you don't see these last 2 years and go, damn, this organization might have a clue.
Right. This is one of the most well-run organizations in Major League Baseball.
And they've made mistakes, yes.
Of course, everybody makes mistakes.
Even and yet the best, they keep winning.
Yes, even the best owners make mistakes. Even the best general managers make mistakes. But they have stability. They have smart people in the organization. They have a specific way of doing things. There's depth to their farm system. They make smart decisions for the most part based on what they have to work with. The financial revenue that they're given, there are a lot of teams that would kill for the people that are making the decisions for the Guardians.
And I just think, like, if that's your take after last night, and again, there's a time and place for these criticisms. If that, I have to wonder if you're a fan. Like, truly. And I spoke yesterday about the difference between the diehards. If you were there last night at that ballpark on a Tuesday night, during school season, with everything you got going in your life, on a Tuesday, no matter the stakes, you're a damn good baseball fan. And I think a fair amount of fans who really, there's a huge amount of people who love the Guardians in this town. And then there are people, well, the Browns aren't on, the Cavs aren't on. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll tune in if they're winning. And I think that's where that mentality comes in. It's like that I can't control, nor can Antonetti and Chernoff, nor can Vogt, nor can Jose Ramirez. I can't control what ownership does. Mm-hmm. When asked about it, I can speak honestly and candidly. I can also understand the economics of baseball, which is a secondary bucket of this, that there are a lot of organizations doing the same thing that the Browns or the Guardians are doing and not winning, like the Pittsburgh Pirates. But when it comes back to this is the most exciting stretch of the year, and everyone wrote them off, to have this be the line of thinking, like I can't live in that space.
Right.
And I don't know how anyone can live in that space and not just sit here in awe of what the Guardians have done and give the team credit, even if whoever's ahead of the organizational masthead you have some sort of problem with.
I think, too, Nick, like, there's another element to push back here. I have my concerns about the Guardians, and I don't think they're the best team in the American League by any means. But are we really going to sit here and say that they can't get to the World Series?
No.
Really? You believe that much in the Toronto Blue Jays? You believe that much in the Seattle Mariners? I think Seattle's really good. I think mm-hmm. their pitching staff is...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Awesome. You believe that much in the New York Yankees
mm-hmm.
when they've cobbled together what's left of a bullpen?
Yeah.
Where they've made multiple trades at the deadline that didn't work out? Like, yes, the Guardians have flaws. Yes, the Guardians have not played great baseball all season long. Yes, the Guardians have a negative run differential. All those things are true, but we can't sit here and pretend that the American League teams that they'd be competing against in the playoffs are infallible.
Yeah.
They're flawed too. So I'm supposed to believe that after this run, and I know that the Guardians are not going to sustain this level of play, especially with their starting staff. It just mathematically, it seems improbable. But I'm supposed to believe that if they finish off this run, they win the AL Central, they go into the playoffs with Gavin pitching this way, and the bullpen being what it is and has been for a majority of the season. I'm supposed to believe that they can't compete once they get there? Why?
And even if they don't, they will have gone from 11.5 games back to winning the division, or at the very least, making a wild card spot in 2.5 weeks. Like, when we came out on Monday, I didn't go, Browns really only played well enough to win for 3 minutes, maybe 23 seconds. No, I said, can you believe the Browns came from behind and stole that game from Green Bay, and right? How much fun was that? And I don't get, like, if back-to-back playoff wins with the economic conditions that this front office is under, if this doesn't impress you, with this offense, by the way, I just don't know what, like, guys, I'd love it if they did the thing if we got to try and win a championship every year. The Yankees have been doing that. As long as I've been alive, they've not won a title in a very long time. Aaron Judge does not have a title in his
tenure.
That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Found the word for me. So they're trying to win every year. Uh-huh. The Braves have been trying to win every year. They've won one. The Dodgers have been trying to win every year, and they just have won yet another one. Like, there are so many parts of this that it's so disingenuous, no matter how genuine the objections they are.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Maybe it's because I have followed baseball. That's always been the sport that I think I understood the most because it's the first one that really caught my attention. But, I mean, you look at it, it's the Brewers, it's the Rays, it's the Guardians. The Reds occasionally have success. The Pirates never have success. Maybe a 3-year run here. The Royals had that mythical, 3 to 4 year run. But what the Guardians have done, even under the Dolan's purview, they're just winning. Yep. And I mean, even earlier this year, there were people like, "Well, I'm moving on from Antonetti and Chernoff," and I'm like, "Were you not in the ALCS last year?" Like, this, what they're doing now is more impressive than what they did in the teens. You had Frankie, you had Hosey, you had so much more proven talent at that point, and you were buoyed by the money of selling Sports Time Ohio to Fox Sports, which allowed you to spend on Edwin Encarnacion and other players. Whereas right now, you don't have that safety net. So every year, they're going in with an incredibly minimal budget. And by the way, they whiffed on a lot of free agents.
They did.
They, like, Santana was a whiff. Hedges has not been the same guy this year that didn't have the same impact that he had last year. A fair amount, Sewald didn't really go anywhere for you. Bieber wasn't a whiff because he got a trade thing out of it, but he didn't add to your wins and losses this year. And they're still an 85-win team with 5 games to go.
Nick, it's the most well-run franchise in Cleveland sports. And I think there needs to be a level of appreciation for what they've overcome this year and what they've been able to do. And if you can't appreciate that because you're so focused on a poor owner, then that's a you problem. And it should give you more appreciation for this organization because in team sports, it is very, very difficult. Not impossible, but very difficult to find a way to overcome inept ownership or poor ownership. It's very difficult to do. And that hasn't brought down these Guardians. They have found a way in the face of that to still be successful, to still be stable, to still consistently win games and be part of the class of the AL Central.
Matt Underwood, Guardians play-by-play man, joins us in 5 minutes. We'll set the scene for tonight. Tigers, Guardians, one of two more chances to take a game for the Tigers in the regular season. Matt with us in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.